Ellie wondered if there were any good guys out there. Her brother knew one.
Chapter 8, The Italian Prince. Chapter 8, Prelude. In Pursuit of Happily Ever After. Moral to the story. As a single girl, actively pursue an aggressive life of ministry, learning, and serving. A caution. A caution drawn from this story is, be patient and wait on the Lord and your man. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. 1 Corinthians 7:34. In this love story you will meet a princess named Ellie. Ellie was active, aggressive, serving, ministering, and patient. As you read her story, give attention to the time in her life when she gained the real purpose in her life. Note the scripture that guided her. This is Ellie's story. My name is Ellie. It was around my 19th birthday, and I was wondering if there were any good guys out there. I thought the best person to ask was my protective older brother. So while we were on the phone, I nonchalantly threw out the question. Adam, have you met any good guys that would be good for me? Now, thus far, my brother had given this hostile stare to every potential suitor that had looked my way, approving of none. But I hoped that in all of his recent travels, he had met someone of whom he approved. Without hesitating, he answered, "Yeah, I've met one." "Good," I said. I didn't ask him any more about the mystery man. I wasn't looking for him to set me up. I was just wondering if there were any good guys out there. I had already had my experience with the charmer 3 years earlier. I was 15 years old and my family started going to a new church in Denver. There was a handsome older boy there whom I noticed right off because the very first Sunday he looked right into my eyes. It was clearly a special look, and I was excited to get his attention. We soon became friends. We spent time talking, playing group games, and laughing together. And by the end of the year, I was deeply infatuated with him. Our relationship took an inevitable turn. There came an awkward moment when his mother approached me and said, "I'm looking for a good wife for my son." I was shocked. Did she know I had secretly thought about marrying him? The steady man replies, "Probably. Parents have very sharp eyes and usually observe more than they let on." I was confused and unsure of what to do, so I sought God. Do you know that there are turning moments in a person's life, pivotal points that decide their future? The visionary says, "Read the book of Daniel. There were many pivotal moments in his life, but it didn't start that way. His first test was shortly after being taken into captivity and being given the king's meat and delicacies to eat. It was a dietary decision. Eat the fine food provided by King Nebuchadnezzar, or adhere to his people's dietary laws and abstain. It was a small matter that he was faithful in. Years of faithfulness in increasing larger issues led to pivotal decisions. As Jesus told in the parable of the talents, he who is faithful over a few things will be put in charge over many things. If it feels God is not moving or advancing your life or spiritual walk, ask yourself, have I been faithful with the truth and things I have been given? Have I sown what seeds I have? Prove to God, yourself, and everyone else that you have flourished with what you have. Ellie says, God waits for you to decide which way you want to go. I am so glad that at that moment I wanted only what God had for me. It was the truth I read in 1 Corinthians 7:34 that turned my heart away from her son. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. My life headed in a completely new direction. I laid aside the boy-crush thing and threw myself into pursuing a life of knowing and serving God. When I was 16, I worked part-time as a nanny. I took extracurricular art, music, and speech classes. I received certification from the Institute of Florists to do floral design. I started teaching English to immigrants in the inner city of Denver, and I went from being a Sunday school teacher to becoming the Sunday school superintendent with my older brother. My brother and I also took our first cross-country trip together before I turned 17. The King says, cross-country trips may be some of the best times for discussing life goals and perspective with family members. I eventually went on to start my own business. I named it Ellie Designs and started doing floral arrangements for weddings and other events. I also did interior decorating, gardening, landscaping, and house cleaning. When I wasn't working, I was busy doing ministry, taking courses, and spending time with like-minded friends. One day, 3 or 4 months later, after asking my brother if he knew of any good guys, the phone rang. It was a guy asking for my older brother. I told him that my brother was out of town, and I politely asked if I could take a message. He told me his name and said he was moving to our area to attend Bible college. Later that day, my brother called. We talked for a little while, and then I remembered the guy who called. I said, "Somebody called for you." "Who was it?" he asked. I think he said his name was Anthony Taylor. My brother didn't say anything for a few seconds, and then he asked somewhat sharply, "What did he want?" "He said he is moving here to go to Bible college." Again, my brother didn't say anything for a few seconds, and then he said very seriously, "Oh no, watch out." I was startled by his reaction, and I asked him, "What? What are you talking about?" To which he responded, "Oh, nothing, never mind."
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Preparing to be a Helpmeet. As always, remember to check for specials on this and other audiobooks on our website.